Wouldn't it be nice? All right, Facebook, making it more user-friendly. The news feed. Remember we talked about news feed, personal information, email notifications. All right, back to the news feed. A little bit more detail. It's considered to be Facebook's cornerstone, the arena in which most other Facebook activity happens. So in order to break free of Facebook's addictive grasp, you need to eliminate the endless scroll of news from all your friends. Thankfully, you can do that without unfriending them completely. If you merely unfollow them, then they can still message you. They can still invite you to events, see whatever info you decide to leave up, but you won't see their posts in your feed. Your friend won't get any kind of notification about the unfollow, so it won't lead to some awkward conversations down the road. So, I know quite a few of you have unfriended, maybe with some fear and intrepidation. Well, you can get rid of the fear and intrepidation by simply unfollowing. All right, to manually unfollow everyone you know, you can go to Facebook's homepage, and in the left sidebar, next to the quote-unquote news feed, click the three dots and choose Edit Preferences. Then click on Unfollow People and Groups to hide their posts. Unfollow people and groups to hide their posts. And then select everyone on the list. After a few days, you should find yourself greeted with an empty news feed. After a few days, give it a little bit of time to clean everything out. So again, what are you doing there? Unfollowing everyone you know, doing it manually. You go to Facebook's homepage, in the left sidebar, right next to the words news feed, click those three dots and then choose Edit Preferences. Then click on Unfollow People and Groups to hide their posts. And then select everyone on the list. You should be in good shape in short time. Manually selecting all your friends shouldn't take too long. But if you'd rather automate the process or test out the empty news feed before fully committing, there are some browser extensions that may help. Newsfeed Eradicator. Newsfeed Eradicator, available for Chrome and Firefox, replaces the newsfeed with a simple quote of the day and nothing else. You don't need to configure anything. Just install it and you're done. Newsfeed Eradicator. If you're curious about how it works, it's open source, so you can check out the code on GitHub. This does not unfollow your friends, so it won't work on computers without the extension installed. But it is a quick, easily reversible fix. For a more permanent solution, Chrome extension Nudge. The extension for Chrome that's called Nudge, which has numerous features to help you kind of wean yourself off your addiction, has a delete newsfeed feature that will automatically unfollow all your friends for you, although it does take a while since it has to go through the process one by one. It's not open source, so if you're skeptical about installing extensions from people you don't know, you need to go through the process manually. Again, though, it shouldn't take that long unless you have a whole lot of friends, maybe thousands of friends. How about posts and personal information? Well, having some basic info on your profile allows your friends to keep up with what you're doing, like what state you live in, what company you work for. And that can be valuable for some people. But if you're cutting back on Facebook, there's a good chance that you're going to want to remove some, if not all, of your personal information from the site so that people know as little about you as possible. So here's an easy thing. Just head to your profile and click the option labeled About under your cover photo. You'll see what everyone else sees here, which can help you decide what to remove. For example, if you want to remove your workplace, your school, your hometown, other information, You can hover over the About box and click the Edit Your Contact and Basic Info link that pops up. You can also click your photo albums to delete them or set them to private. You can remove location check-ins. You can unlike the music, TV shows, and movies that appear on your profile. You can also hide entire sections by clicking the pencil icon in the upper right corner of each of those sections. If you want to go whole hog, you can erase all your old posts on the platform. Now, I know that you're probably thinking, wow, sounds like a lot of work. There's some work to this, but remember now the trade-off. You're trying to be as little addiction as possible to Facebook if you wanted to make these changes. And again, here's the thing. You don't have to, once you go through these steps, you don't have to keep doing this over and over and over and over. Hopefully, you go through it once, boom, you're done. All right, so lastly, be sure to remove any apps that have permission to see your information. You can do that from Facebook's apps and website settings page. And just check the box next to any apps that you want to banish and click the remove button. All right. Now, it's worth noting that once you've told Facebook information about yourself, and you know this is coming, that information is out there. And deleting it from your profile won't necessarily take it out of Facebook's collection of data. My guess is it won't take it out of Facebook's collection of data. If you made that data public, there's also a decent chance that companies called data brokers have found it and added it to their databases as well. How often have we heard people say, hey, once it's out there, it's out there. And once it's out there, all we can do is just stop giving them more. Hope for the best. You hardly ever go out to the people who we've read about, and maybe many whom we have not read about, who have, you know, unfortunately, put their bodies on blast, showing their bodies in the nude, sending it to one individual, maybe even having sent it to the website, to the web, at a time when they thought they would never care. Now, the ones who sent it to one individual and they just sent a text message of their beautiful body to someone else's phone, thinking that it was just between the two of them, and come to find out the way a lot of smartphone systems work, that information doesn't just go directly to the other phone and only to the other phone, but ended up on servers plural, because it went to the server of the carrier, and from there to some other carriers, other servers of other companies. It's out there. So I would encourage you, even husbands and wives, even, you know, you're really feeling a little feisty. You're separated by hundreds of miles. Some one of you is away on a business trip and you're really missing each other. I would recommend that you not send photos, nude photos of each other to each other even. Because again, there's just no guarantee that those photos won't be intercepted. A lot of stuff like voice dictations, things like that, go to the carrier's servers first and then to the phone that you're sending it to. And that's what's happening with a lot of these photos. They go to servers first and then to the phone that you want it to pick it up. So be patient, husbands and wives. Wait until you're back together again. See each other up close and in living color. But with the Facebook thing, you know, once it's out there, it's out there. For the most part, what you're trying to do is really cut down on the activity from this point forward, especially with regards to what's coming to your phone, what's coming on, showing up on your site. All right, so how about the email notifications? Well, uninstall the app from your phone. You can still log in from your phone's browser if you need to. So just uninstall the email app from your phone, Remove the bookmark from your computer's toolbar, and hey, you should be in really good shape. Having really curtailed a lot of your Facebook stuff that you may not be wanting anymore. However, the whole point of this is staying accessible to your friends and family that use Facebook to get a hold of you. So if you're really committed to avoiding the site, you want to set up email notifications for direct messages, event invitations, and any other communications that are important to you. So you can go to the notifications page in Facebook settings and click the email section. Under something that's labeled what you'll receive, click all notifications except the ones you unsubscribe from. All right. Go to the email section and look for the section that's labeled what you'll receive. And then click all notifications except the ones you unsubscribe from. And you'll receive all the notifications except the ones you unsubscribe from. All right. Now, notifications turned off. You know, for all you have to do if you wanted to get back to them, click the turn on button next to messages, the events you're invited to, posts you're tagged with, whatever else you want. In other cases, you may have all these turned on by default, and you may need to unsubscribe from them individually as they come in. But once you've curated that list, you'll be in business. Still easily accessible to your friends without being tethered to Facebook on a daily basis. Does it sound to some of you like that's what the doctor ordered? All right, back in a few. We think and wish and hope and pray it might come true. Run, run with you, baby, then.